Trade tariffs on American products will see the same tariffs imposed on their products. He mentioned India in particular, which he said imposes tariffs of as much as 70% on American cars. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Investigators now say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided with an American Airlines jet last month may not have heard the order from air traffic control to pass behind the plane. Here's NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission stating the CRJ was circling may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew.
Investigators also believe the Black Hawk crew may have been wearing night vision goggles. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says teams from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency have been checking out her department.
We've canceled almost 1,000 trainings that were DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, gender ideology focused. We've also begun the process of canceling a significant number of contracts. And as far as the layoffs go, I don't have the exact number, but yes, those will be forthcoming.
Rollins says bird flu and rising egg prices are among her top concerns. At least six senior Justice Department officials have resigned after acting U.S. Attorney Danielle Sassoon was ordered to scrap the corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more.
The Department of Justice ordered her to drop the case, saying, among other things, Eric Adams needs to stay in office, untethered to this criminal case, so he can help President Trump execute his immigration enforcement strategy. That is norm-shattering.
Justice Department Chief of Staff Chad Mizell says the DOJ is returning to its core function of prosecuting dangerous criminals, not pursuing politically motivated witch hunts, his words. There was a rally at Lower Manhattan's Stonewall Inn today, after the Trump administration removed references to transgender people from the monument's website.
They will not erase us!
But that's what this community believes the Trump administration is trying to do. Activist Stephen Love Menendez.
They've targeted a community that's less than 1% of the population.
Written in chalk on the sidewalk here, LG, capital T, B, safe space. Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, New York.
This afternoon, a second federal judge paused President Trump's executive order ending federal support for gender-affirming care for transgender youth. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 165 points today, NASDAQ up 81. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend. Other communities are likely to join in. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. It could be another 5 to 8 inches of snow over the weekend. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 tonight through 6 tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecasted for tonight alone. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Homegoing services for Molly Jones will be held tomorrow. She's the longtime Racine alderwoman and civic leader that passed away earlier this month. An obituary says the service will be held at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. A dead duck collected by Milwaukee County has tested positive for the bird flu. The DNR says the wild merganser had the H5 avian influenza virus. That's been found in 6 Wisconsin counties since mid-December, including Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, St. Croix, Wood, and Brown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his 9th All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around. around, and you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story to be able to see how far I've come. I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast.
It's 24 right now. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Maybe you're heading to the movies this weekend. Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and see what's playing. Brett?
There are two huge new releases coming up this weekend, and the first is Captain America, Brave New World, rated PG-13. Sam Wilson, who's the new Captain America, finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must uncover the motive behind a nefarious global plan. It stars Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Liv Tyler, and more, and is sure to be number one at the box office this weekend. The next film is a family picture. It's Paddington in Peru, rated PG. Paddington returns to Peru to visit his beloved Aunt Lucy, who now resides at a home for retired bears. While he's there, there will be thrilling adventures that ensue. This one will be a great one for families. Make your plans now to get tickets for what's going to be a great Valentine's Day weekend at the box office.
All right, Brett. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer, would have believed you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, if you love these timeless hits that we play, you're going to love the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Dan Marcus, of course, does middays for us from 9 till 2. He loves this music, too, and he's had terrific interviews with lots of our artists from the 60s and 70s, and you can check out some of those interviews on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Check it out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's all about being sweet. ONH Danish Bakery knows more about being sweet than just about anyone. Their Valentine Cherry Heart Kringle will express your sentiments tastefully. Meant to be shared and enjoyed, this hand-formed heart kringle has a delicious Door County cherry filling with pink icing, and it's sprinkled with red sugar. Share and enjoy it with your Valentine. Go straight for the heart kringle from ONH Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dream.
local news. Timeless hits from the Everly Brothers from 1958. It's All I Have to Do Is Dream on WRJN. All right, do you remember the TV show The Dukes of Hazzard? It was on CBS in the 1970s and early 80s, I think. Here's something you may not know about The Dukes of Hazzard. The guy that played Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane was the Everly Brothers' cousin. The actor's name, James Best. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine and Kenosha have called snow emergencies for the weekend. Other communities are likely to join in. If you're not sure about the parking rules where you live, call your local non-emergency police number. It could be another 5 to 8 inches of snow over the weekend. That would add on to the 4 to 7 inches that fell on Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 tonight through 6 tomorrow morning. 2 to 4 inches of snow are forecasted for tonight alone. It'll come quick tonight. Lighter accumulations are possible tomorrow and on Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A tale of two counties when it comes to January home sales numbers. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Racine County saw a 17% jump in year-to-year January home sales. In the same time period, Kenosha County saw a 15% decline. The entire region saw a 5.5% increase compared to last year. Those looking for a last-minute idea about a Valentine's Day date night can look to the Racine County Eye. In addition to the news, there's community recommendations about things to see and do. Look further at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast.
It's 24 right now.
Thank you.
Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart on WRJN. Did you know that Elton John got married on Valentine's Day? 1984 was the year. February 14th, Elton John married recording engineer Renee Blauer in Sydney, Australia. Rod Stewart was among the guests, so was Olivia Newton-John. Now, the couple stayed together for 4 years, and Elton John later admitted that he knew he was gay before that marriage.
One, two, three!
Thank you.
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN. And then you can read the in-depth details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. It's the Racine County Eye and WRJN.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a cloud. And if I get scared, you're a cloud. Let them say your hair's too long. Just
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition, a truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, I hope you have a terrific weekend. I will talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2, and I'm going to leave you with this. It was on this date, Valentine's Day, 1965, Otis Redding recorded R-E-S-P-E-C-T at Atlantic Studio in New York City. He wrote the song, and it was not a big hit for him. Of course, it became a signature song for Aretha Franklin 2 years later. But I'm going to leave you with Otis Redding now. This is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay on WRJN. Have a great weekend.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. Is worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me and you got the notion, I second that emotion. So if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion. Maybe you think that love would tie you down, and you don't have the time to hang around. Or maybe you think that love will make a fool, and so it makes you wise to break the rule.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump claims 75,000 federal workers have accepted his buyout offer. He says he was hoping for 5 to 10% more.
A lot of people, they got used to staying home and quote, working. But, you know, I wonder if they had other jobs or other things.
Trump says reciprocal tariffs on imported cars will begin April 2nd. He also signed an executive order today pulling federal funding from schools that require students to get COVID vaccinations. CBS's Eleanor Watson reports another government department has been hit with layoffs.
The individuals were part of the National Nuclear Security Administration within the Department of Energy, which is just the latest department to start firing probationary employees or employees who have been there less than a year. This comes as the federal government seeks to comply with President Trump's executive order from earlier this week that directs agencies to initiate large-scale reductions.
A federal judge is keeping in place a ban that stops Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing treasury records that contain the sensitive personal information of millions of Americans. New York Attorney General Letitia James argued before the judge to continue the ban.
The United States Congress, the United States Senate, has the sole discretion in having the power of the purse, and not Elon Musk. He has basically violated the Administrative Procedure Act, and he has violated the privacy of millions of Americans.
Investigators have released more of their findings about last month's collision.